Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you for all you have been doing for us. We thank you for where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to. We bless your holy name, Lord, for your steadfast love, for your faithfulness, for your kindness towards us as individuals, as a family, as a church, as a nation. We say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name, Lord. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and take control, take preeminence. Father, Lord, let the word that we are going to hear today, let it bring forth healing, deliverance, and above all, let there be salvation of souls in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are all welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, this day the Lord will visit you. The Lord will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with us what I titled, Setting the Right Priorities. The Lord grant you and I the grace to set the right priorities in all areas of our lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Joshua chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 6. Joshua 1, reading from verse 1 to 6. See, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here in this passage we have just read, we can see God telling Joshua his assignment, what he should do, how far he should go. God promised him that everywhere he tread upon, he shall possess for the kingdom of God, for the children of Israel. Brothers and sisters, God is giving you and I an assignment. And I pray that the grace for us to fulfill that assignment, the Lord will release unto us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are talking about having to set our priorities aright. And I pray that indeed we will be able to do so. But there are key things I want us to know. And number one thing I want you to know is that you must make sure your priority is based on God's plans for you. So there is a need for you to always seek the face of God, to know what God is saying, so that you do not set the wrong priority. Your priority has to be based on the plans of God. In this instance here, the passage we read, we can see God speaking directly to Joshua, telling him what he wants him to do, and telling Joshua that I will not leave you, I will not forsake you, but you need to be bold, you need to be courageous. If God can speak to Joshua, he can speak to you too. All you need to do is to ask him what to do. and he will direct you. He will direct you on what to do. And as he directs you, you follow his instructions, then you are walking in line with fulfilling his plans for you in the mighty name of Jesus. So your priorities must be based on God's plan for you. You need to make sure that you put God ahead. God must be ahead in your agenda. He must be ahead. Put him ahead. And do not seek after position or fame. Brothers and sisters, seek after Christ, and all the benefits shall be added unto you. Do not seek for position. Do not seek for fame, because those are ephemeral. But what is permanent is seeking after the plans of God. And if you follow his plans, all those things that you need, the fame, the position, the wealth, God will release unto you. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So let your number one agenda be to please the Lord. And as you do so, the Lord will help you and he will satisfy you in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle Paul, speaking in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, he says, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And he now said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. He knows what it is to be hungry. He knows what it is for him to be punished. He knows everything. But his focus is on Christ. Let your focus be on him. Let it be your number one priority. And as you do so, the Lord himself will move on your behalf. I want you to know that when you are doing the will of God, you have to do it in love, not grudgingly. Do not do it as if someone is forcing you. The book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9. Ephesians 3 verse 9 says, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You want to be filled with all the fullness of God? You need to know the love of Christ. Do whatever you are doing with the love of Christ. Do it with the love of Christ. Do it cheerfully. God loves a cheerful giver. Do it for him cheerfully. And as you are doing so, the Lord will move on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. In order to set your priorities right, you need to live a disciplined lifestyle. You need to live a disciplined lifestyle. Apostle Paul also speaking in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, reading from verse 24. He said, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. You see, he set his priorities right. He said, I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Brothers and sisters, you need to live a disciplined lifestyle. How do you do that? You avoid giving excuses for your failings. Do not continue to give excuses. Brothers and sisters, no matter what, if there are 1,000 reasons for you not to do something, but there is one reason for you to do it, and because that is that you want to win the race. You want to win the race. So let your focus be on that. Stop giving excuses. You may fall, but that doesn't mean that you have to keep on lying on the ground. Rise up, brothers and sisters. Rise up when you fall, because God wants to take you higher. And indeed, he will do so in the mighty name of Jesus. You ready to pay the price now in order to enjoy the reward later? Do not trade your future for the now. Be ready to pay the price. And that's part of being disciplined. You discipline yourself. And part of being disciplined is having to learn to forgive, because people will offend you. People will certainly offend you. But you have to forgive them. You have to move on. Because the more you bear bitterness against them, the more it is difficult for you to run the race. So, brothers and sisters, learn to forgive. Avoid all form of dishonesty. Be pure in your heart. Avoid all form of dishonesty and be pure in your heart. Apostle Paul still speaking in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He said, finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about them. What is worthy of praise? What is pure? Think about them. Think about them. And also talking about a disciplined life, live a disciplined prayer life. Set time for yourself to seek the face of God. And as you do so, the Lord will answer you. The Lord is not a prayer collector. When you cry unto him, he answers. We answer you. I pray that your prayers will not be an abomination to the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Each time you lift up your voices to him, the Lord will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And also you mean to remain positively focused on where you are going. Be focused at all times. Don't allow yourself to be distracted, because there will always be distraction. But don't allow yourself to be distracted. In the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1, reading verse 12. He said, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. His imprisonment is for Christ. So, brothers and sisters, be focused. Know where you are going. Believe in the Lord. Believe he can do all things. He, what he says he will do, he will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. And always seek your strength from him. And like I said at the beginning, you need to be bold and courageous. Be bold and courageous. The book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. God speaking to Joshua, there is only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from me to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. Be strong, be courageous. Let the word of God, let it inspire you. Let your life be guided by the word of God. Let the word of God be rich in you. Enrich yourself in the word of God. And as you do so, your priorities, that which God wants you to do, you'll be able to do it in the name of Jesus. And then constantly evaluate your progress. Constantly evaluate your progress. In the book of Haggai, Haggai chapter 1, verse 7, it said, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Evaluate your progress. Are you making progress or not? How far have I gone? Look at how far you have gone to where you are supposed to be. Thank God for it, but at the same time, God does not despise humble beginning, but he doesn't want you to remain low all the days of your life. Brothers and sisters, you need to evaluate your progress and ask yourself, what do I need to do? This is where I am. What do I need to do to get to where I am going? And the Lord will guide you in the name of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, like I started, I said everything have to be in Christ. And if you do not know this Christ, it's almost impossible for you, if not totally impossible, for you to set the right priorities. So I want to give you that opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, so that which he has purposed for you, you'll be able to fulfill. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives. And I thank you for everyone listening to me today. I prophesy unto you that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will guide you. He will direct your path. You will not fail him. He will not fail you. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.